I'm pretty much a sucker for any AI bot talking about weed if it's Biden. Like, there are like at least 10 good monologues of him being like, this that Terry Schiavo, this that crippler.
Jesus.
This that hypnomatic, this hypnomatic zombie maker. Three hits off this and you cough and the lights go out in your neighborhood. Jack.
Thank you. Good.
I think it, like, I'm going to start using Jack when I'm like 60. I think that's when I can pull it off. It's calling people Jack.
Okay.
So you got a few months to wait.
I got a few months to go, yeah.
Why not just try it?
I'm going to try it out. I'll see how it feels. I feel good with boss. I call people boss a lot now.
What's your, like, what's the emotional place that Jack is coming from for you? Is that a, like, one size fits all? I'm upset with you. I want you to know.
It's a point of I think it's a point of emphasis.
All right.
I think it's when you're not messing around. It's not necessarily oppositional, but it's an assertion. And
right.
I think you definitely have to class up to it. There's very few people who can just off the rip use Jack as a point of emphasis.
Are you pairing it like with a phrase? Is there a phrase you're going to usually go like, that's a fact, Jack, or better
no,
believe
no, no.
that, Jack?
Jack? It's a point of address.
Okay. Hey, Jack, I'll have the ribs.
No. You wouldn't do that because Jack is like, Jack's when you want to emphasize it. You could be like,
I want
hey,
the
those
ribs,
are,
Jack.
Those ribs are good. And you could be like, hey, you know, listen, Jack, you think those ribs are good. You should try these other ones, right?
Okay.
Or,
right.
Oh, hold on, let me refine the point here. And somebody can go, hey, man, I'm not going to Waffle House. You can be like, hey, listen, Jack.
Sounds
for $7.49
right now
is
confrontation.
Yeah.
It's an assertion, but it's not necessarily hostile. How's that?
Okay. You're not going all the way to Buddy.
Oh, if I go to Buddy.
Now listen here, Buddy.
Pal.
Could you if you're watching a football game and the quarterback gets absolutely blasted, could you turn to a stranger and be like, "Oh man, he got lit up, Jack."
It feels like 65% correct. It's not like 100% correct.
This is your thing. I'm not going to start using
I know.
Jack,
I just said
so.
we're feeling it out live here, and I'm working with you. Yeah. No. I think point of assertion, assertion of authority, or emphasis. Right.
Like, do you feel comfortable using it in a gender fluid situation? Like, will you only say this to people presenting as men, or will you say it to anybody? Will you say it to a child?
Saying it to a child would be hilarious.
Yeah.
That would be funny, because I think Jack would be primarily masculine. However, I am of because, you know, I believe that, you know, ladies as dads too.
Yeah.
That we can all assert this if we want. I'm going to go ahead and use it as a universal form of address and see where it lands.
I think it's no coincidence that you've arrived at this point right after your trip to Myrtle Beach, frankly. So.
Listen, you meet a couple of ex-bounty hunters named Adam in The Big Show, and...
No, that's not a joke.
Is
changed.
Anybody really ever an ex-bounty hunter?
Just waiting to jump back in the game.
Right?
I'm going to quote Adam here talking about The Big Show. He's quite the deterrent there.
Yeah, you know, you put old Big Show at the front door, and I'm at the back door with the taser, and we get shit done.
It's good teamwork.
They were delightful.
I also asked him how football could be woke, and he goes, I'm a veteran, and apparently that was supposed to explain everything, and I just abandoned the line of questioning instantly. It's like, this is going nowhere good.
I wanted to keep going, and I opened my mouth, and I was dragged out of the tent by the scruff of my neck.
That's where I found that. That's where I found out that one of the premier...
Let's unpack this, Bocephus.
Brian Shaw, one of the biggest, like literally biggest and figuratively biggest strongmen in the world, was a sort of conservative hobby horse for a minute because he took a poster of Arnold Schwarzenegger down during COVID when Arnold was like, wear a mask, screw your freedom. And he's like, nobody tells me to screw my freedom. And he tore this poster of Arnold down
like,
from his wall.
Like Sinead O'Connor ripping up a photo of the Pope.
Fight the real enemy, which is this cool Austrian guy.
Bounty hunting should be a major, but not at a school. Like Vassar should have a bounty hunting degree.
That's man,
right?
Have we not shit on UCF enough? Now we're taking their bounty hunting program.
I think they do like digital bounty hunting.
Yeah. Yeah. I got it.
Also known as stalking.
I got a double major in catfishing.
You definitely majored in hacking with an X, not like information security. No, like we download
like hacksawing.
Yeah, right.
MLM. MLM right. Should be a major. MLM, bounty hunting.
MLM is just the business school.
Yeah.
It's like the business school is named after like Herbalife.
You should be able
also,
to
also if at certain schools, if you go to certain sororities, you are majoring in MLM. You just don't know it yet.
I should be able to major in Tony Hawk at UCF. Like I should be able to like what'd you major in, pro skater?
I'm pretty sure we've done like half an episode on that at some point.
Yeah, because their entire campus resembles a Skate 3 level.
Yeah.
You know, when you do the bridge jump with Jesus in Skate 3, you do it on the campus of UCF, just sort of spread out over a hillside in California. To the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I'm Spencer Hall. I am joined, as always, by Ryan Nanny, Jason Kirk,
hi,
Holly Anderson, and on the ones and twos.
Hello!
And like the voice of a golf-dominating god, Michael Serber.
Hey, did you guys know that Martha's Vineyard has an actual shark problem?
Go on.
So, the water's getting warmer up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the sandbars around Martha's Vineyard are naturally very shallow. And seals have begun to gather there in great number.
Mm.
Just to, like, sun themselves in the shallow water.
Yeah.
And basically setting up, like, a shark dumpling conveyor belt.
Sounds less like a shark problem and more like a shark opportunity.
Yeah.
I say problem because I was naturally, as a podcaster, putting myself in the shoes of the wealthy and elite that inhabit Martha's Vineyard, but you're right. This is nothing but a blessing.
Right.
That's the big thing in Shark Report this week. Like, they look up and they're like, oh, man, the Cape's looking nice.
Anyway, we can do the show here. There's just a better than even chance than some of the worst people you know are going to die in the belly of a giant cartilaginous fish, and I love celebrating.
I think there's a non-zero chance if you framed it the right way, which is to say misleading but vague, so that it felt like it was like a business newsletter and an investing newsletter, that you could start Shark Report, mm-hmm. the newsletter, Holly, and it would just be stories about what's going on with sharks this week. But I think you would get like LinkedIn tryhards who would be like, oh, I got to read Shark Report.
Oh my God, fintech. There. It's right there. Man.
I think this shark feeding program sounds like the first ever successful application of trickle-down economics. Thank you, Martha's Vineyard. We knew you'd pull it off eventually.
Many of us talk about eating the rich, but only sharks are doing it.
You know there's some rich asshole on Martha's Vineyard who's like, if we can just lure the homeless to these sandbars.
Yeah, it's Alan Dershowitz.
That's true.
Specifically by name, it's Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah, yeah. He's having a very hard time. People are mean to him.
Shark's about to be a lot meaner.
Hey, Alan, you want to see some polytests?
As the shark is like biting down through your thigh, I'm being canceled for my views.
Hey, canceled buddy, you're on the menu. That's the opposite of cancel.
Yeah, when you think about it, the belly of the giant animatronic shark was the first liberal college campus.
That's true. Moby Dick taught us that.
I have another news item that I wanted to share at the top here that is SEC relevant, and I think one of the most important stories that we will address this year. This year. I don't think we're going to get more important than this.
All right.
So, Morgan Wallen is a country singer, and I say this, he's the bad kind of country singer. He's the kind who sings about not only Truck Jean Girl Cutie, but he also got caught on video dropping racial slurs with a heaviness. All right.
Caught makes it sound like he was sorry about it.
Okay. He was recorded.
Yeah.
He was recorded singing them. So in addition to all the Truck Jean Girl Cutie stuff, it's really innocuous considering what he has been recorded singing. So basically, if Morgan Wallen is making a noise outside of... Or if he's making a noise with his mouth, don't listen to it, no matter what the context is.
Okay? He is not. I had to look this up. He is not the fancy like Applebee's guy. That's a different guy.
Thank you. I was about to ask.
Which is important in the context of this story, because when I thought it was the fancy like Applebee's guy, I was like, there's no way this is real, but go ahead.
So this past weekend, Morgan Wallen canceled a concert at Vaught Hemingway Stadium in Oxford, Mississippi. It's a target-rich environment for Morgan Wallen regarding his fan base. Had a full show in addition to two acts having already played. Got everybody in the stadium. Lots of people buying merch. Lots of people buying booze. Maybe $220 worth of booze for two people. Just pulling that number out of thin air. Definitely not correlative to anything we're going to discuss here in a minute. And then he canceled. And I actually wanted to know whether this was weird or not. Jason Fitz, who is, in addition to being a ESPN talking head host radio guy, played fiddle for Rascal Flatts. And I was like, did you guys ever cancel a show? Did you ever hear about anybody canceling a show like that? And he's like, no. We certainly like... We missed like one weekend of shows for circumstances we couldn't control in like 14 years of playing. Garth Brooks.
Let's pull a couple. Yeah, Garth's a good example from the genre. Garth Brooks has also... The story was that like moments before the show began, he and Morgan lost his voice. That happened to Garth Brooks once. Do you know what Garth Brooks did? Garth Brooks brought a guitar out on the stage and sat there the whole time and led the audience in sing-along.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then refunded everybody because he was like, sorry about that.
Yeah, came out and just did the
show.
Dave
Grohl broke his leg, got a cast put on, and came back out and did the rest of the show in a chair.
Big boy. When he was on tour, tore his ACL mid-show, finished up, and then managed to do the rest of the tour with a gigantic knee brace wrapping out of a throne that he had on stage. Okay, this
like,
is not...
This is, yeah, there are things that are done when this happens. Like, this is not, of course things happen. This is live entertainment. But there are things that people do to mitigate these circumstances. And Morgan Wallen did a grand total of none of them.
Yeah, yeah. Not helping that there was a rumor after the show that he had had his stomach pumped and was too drunk to perform. There's also that. If that's the case, hey, buddy, hope you get the help you need. Either way, you cancel at the last second.
That's what misses hell. Like, he should have just said that. They would have been like, oh, I understand.
He should, like, if that were the case, I would have said that, but I also go...
No, I can't respect that as an Ole Miss thing. Who, how are you going to come into Oxford? I bet you could have pulled any five idiots out of that audience who had had their stomachs pumped in the last 24 hours who could have sung every song.
Some just for fun. Some just as a concert. This is my concert weekend
why
thing.
Why do you go to... Why Listen, we all went to these schools. Why do we go to these schools if not to learn to have our stomachs pumped and continue on as normal?
For me, it's just spring cleaning in my gut.
You know, that's just roster turnover. That's it. I'm accepting transfers now from Taco Bell.
I'm gray shirting my lunch.
Also, I'm just going to put you categorically in the profession. Country music artist too drunk to perform. Really?
Yeah, come
really?
On, man.
There's
okay,
a long
but the stated reason and the reason that he has canceled or rescheduled, I think, like three other shows at this point, is that he is on vocal rest.
Yes.
Which, again, is also a real thing.
Yes.
However,
sure. Right.
when you're on vocal rest, you're put on vocal rest by a doctor. It's not something that just, you don't snap a vocal cord for the most part like you snap an Achilles. Like, this is something that a doctor diagnoses.
So, spraining the ACL of his voice box as it is.
Thank you.
No.
Now I
Morgan
understand.
Wallen. Morgan Wallen disappointed a lot of people, including one Mandy Walker Nallen, who posted the following.
No, I don't know. I would say it's not necessary to put her full name, but she already did. So
she already did. No, matter. She already did, and it's out there. That's fine. I feel, please do not harass this woman. She's made her statement. Respect it. Her statement
was just
this.
Some rando, right?
Yes.
Yes.
A rando who spent quite a lot of money, time and effort getting to the show and trying
to. She's
going to
get it back, goddammit.
You know what? We can discuss whether we want her to get it back here in a moment. I'm just going to lay out the particulars here, okay? Morgan Wallen, since you're offering refunds, here is our itemized bill for you. Hotel, $560. Gas, two tanks, $80.
First of all, hang on. Two tanks, $80?
Mm-hmm.
Were they driving a Saturn?
You know what? I hope they were driving a hybrid. Like, good for them. If that were the case.
Just all I see is, at the very least, I see a missed opportunity to thank Joe Biden for the low gas prices.
I want to know how many people would jump off the sympathy bandwagon here if she was like, it was a hybrid. And they're like, call me. I hope she didn't get any of it.
Because Holly brought it up, I will say my immediate thought after we get through all of this is that the most amazing thing Joe Biden can do as part of his reelection campaign is be like, I'll refund all of you. Everybody who got fucked over by Morgan Wallen canceling, the White House will send you money personally for all your dumb bullshit. And all those people be like, oh my God, Joe Biden, man of the people.
This is on Joe Biden's long list of extremely well-niched pandering. Like, he's going to win the vote of everyone in my category by being like, everybody gets the new Zelda game free. You're like, God damn it. Government subsidies so I can beat up bot goblins? How does this man read my mind so well?
Video games, I'm going to call him Dork Brandon.
Dork Brandon wins again.
Dork Brandon wins all 50 states.
I'm sitting there collecting,
dungeons are also dank.
Yeah. I'm just out here collecting 500 Korok leaves for Joe. That's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis is like, Link is woke. Link. What are you talking about?
he does dress up as a girl sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm sure that offends, Ron.
Link looks better in boots, and that's got a weigh on him.
So hotels and gas. What else?
Hotel, gas, tickets. Four of them, $1,600.
Let's just put that to the side because everything else in this
also,
list is...
it's never mentioned who these other two people were. Right. They are definitely a fourple.
Yes.
Or they are two people who are like, please do not involve us in your
business. Please do not. Yeah.
So I was going to hypothesize that the two tanks of gas were due to a motorcycle, but that couldn't be the case unless...
Looking at her outfit, I super doubt it.
Crammed into a sidecar.
Yeah, looking at her hair, I don't see it either, right?
You know, no, not with that blowout.
What are you talking about her hair? All I see is a screenshot of a Facebook
post. Yeah, you have to
send
him the picture of them together.
We will send you the picture.
Oh, Jason, you have to see the outfit. Oh. Okay, hang on.
Because the outfit's going to be relevant here.
Okay.
My outfit, $120. Husband's outfit, $218.
Damn, it's rhinestones on that.
Not 200. Not 225, 208. Price is right. Mm-hmm. Accuracy
and
with
good
this
for
shit.
Well, she's itemizing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But everything else feels a little like, this is about what it costs. But the husband's outfit costs $218 exactly.
And it looks great.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to that. I thought bro did a great job, right? Doesn't like to go out very often. Doesn't really get the opportunity to. I thought he did well. That's in the chat for you, Jason. If you want to inspect this gentleman's togs, I think he did very, very well. Oxford Grill House, $235. I will say, that's putting it on for Oxford Grill House. Cracker Barrel, $40. Los Parrilleros?
You don't have to say it like they say it.
Los Parrilleros, $45. Rebel Rags, because we wouldn't have had the opportunity to go if it had not been for this concert.
You have to explain Rebel Rags.
$629.
This Rebel is the Rags. Clothes store that regularly appears in NCAA scandals, right?
Yeah.
Frequently.
Yeah. Correct.
Frequently.
This is the funniest claim on this list. Everything
See,
else
we are,
is
we're
like,
a college football podcast. That's why we're talking about this.
Everything yeah. else is like, theoretically, the cost of going to the concert. Like, somehow associated with the concert. We needed to eat on the road. We needed to stay in a hotel. This one is so shamelessly like, well, we wouldn't have been, if it wouldn't have been for your damn concert, we wouldn't have been tempted by Rebel Rags and dropped $630 there.
We wouldn't have been lured like all them recruits.
What do all crimes require? Means, motive, and?
And opportunity.
Third thing, right.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I usually am.
Damn you, Morgan Wallen. You knew we couldn't resist.
I had to get the $200 LED Ole Miss helmet.
So this is their second biggest expense after only tickets.
Yes, yes.
This is finesse. This is hustle.
Yeah, so they had to do it. Also, I'm sure part of that $629 is a de facto payment to an NIL fund.
Yes.
Running through Rebel Rags.
Exactly.
Right? Tax free, just a pipeline directly from there. So thank you for your contribution to Ole Miss Athletics, whether you knew you were making
it
or not.
I think you've cracked the code. All of this is contributions to Ole Miss NIL.
I'm going to get to the second most boggling number here right now. Drinks at the concert, $220.
Now, okay, is this two people or four people?
I'm hoping.
Mind you, the concert is only two-thirds done.
So let's say four people, because I think two people doesn't make any fucking sense.
So let's say, but even so, four people, let's call it $10 for a Twisted Tea.
Yeah. It's like $520.
Five apiece for the opening acts.
Yeah.
One of these people is driving.
Yeah.
Are we sure the all of these? Because I look at Cracker Barrel, $40. Four people for $40.
That's a two-person. That's a
Cracker Barrel two-person thing already upset me. Yeah.
Well, I'm sticking with two people for all of it.
I think each of them is tore up
to the tune of $110.
Even if I said it was $20 a drink, let me go ahead and do the most exorbitant possible pricing with the most indulgent possible choices with no restrictions whatsoever on your consumption. You walk up there and you see the Morgan Wallen truck girl Gene Cutie Arita, right? Like that served in a gigantic
the Gene Arita.
Mostly Kool-Aid.
That served in a gigantic American flag bowl.
It's served in a denim Capri Sun pouch.
Right. It's served in an army helmet because we respect the troops.
And it's got a tomahawk steak in it as a stirrer, right? Let's say that you
And it's got one of those stupid ass haircuts. It's like a mullet but shaved.
Yeah. You gotta drink
the Joe Dirt.
Yes. So you're sitting there stirring your drink with your tomahawk steak. Yeah. Even if you did that, that's a tremendous amount of liquor. You're getting, I mean, and I say this with all respect, that's getting after it. Like y'all were working. That's like, and by the way,
that makes me wonder what a lot of these did. Did you just have to take naps in the stadium?
I think the other funny version of this is if they're like, we had 45 Cokes.
Yeah. We were so fired up. We were so excited. Diet Coke,
so
mind
much
you.
Fucking Diet Coke.
Caffeine free Diet Coke.
That's when you're trying to become like, that's when you're trying to become the like Blastoise of boomers. If you're just, you know, like, oh, more Diet Coke. Ah!
We each drank 20 bottled waters.
Yeah. I will become the final boss of public school teachers.
That's a terrifying Pokemon.
Yogurt and Diet Coke.
Her name's just Diane.
Oatmeal and Diet Coke is all I remember teachers ever consuming.
Yeah.
But also, by the way, nobody on this podcast, you know, we're not really getting after it like that. There's some people out there that can tag it and get after it, right?
Show yourself.
There's some people out there who, like, you know, five
for me.
Five drinks is just, you know, somebody's got to drag that median like way up there.
And then the last side
to
of
our
here.
State schools.
And then
in more than the usual ways.
The last item.
Morgan Wallen merch, $235.
Morgan Wallen, you goddamn son of a bitch. You made me buy shirts with your dumb face on them. I gotta walk around with your stupid ass haircut on my person.
This is the one thing on this list that I'm confident, like, Oh, that's like three things.
Please help me budget buy Morgan Wallen candles.
Yes.
3 wicks, one for each branch of government.
The economy. Someone help me.
Yes. This is very. This dropped last night. There are like 500 images of drill in the responses. Yeah. Right.
This one is like if the entire thing is nothing but candles.
Yeah.
You didn't need any of these candles.
Yeah.
These, by the way, Morgan Wallen merch that you can purchase include shirts that say "Wishing on a neon star," "Damn, I miss you," and "You win some, you lose some."
Huh.
Yeah.
You can find half that shit at Bucky's for $15.
That's correct.
Yeah. It won't have his dumb face on it, but
that's correct.
All that also live, laugh, love shit. So you can get that pretty much.
The amount of beverages you can get for $220 at Bucky's. Good God.
Oh my God. You'll be swimming.
I would like to go ahead and, by the way, sequence
the amount
this.
Of clothes.
If you'll notice.
$600 worth of clothes at Bucky's? You're getting a ghillie suit. You're getting an astronaut helmet.
It's a ghillie suit.
Scuba gear.
With Bucky's face on.
Yeah, it's got the little googly eyes on it.
Man, you're getting equipment to play any sport you can imagine.
I got a Bucky's tux. It's called the Tuxies.
The Tuxies.
These Bucky's waiters.
Is that a rental? Hell no.
They have a turkey sandwich in the pocket for some reason.
What the fuck? There's quesadillas in my Galicia.
Icing covered frosted cookies with dough inside the cookie frosting? What the fuck?
I'm the mascot of the fucking Jacksonville Jaguars now because I bought his suit was there. It was $8.
Tony Khan, you genius.
total, Spencer. Give the grand total.
I do want to point out at Sequence, the Morgan Wallen merch came after spending $220 on liquor. Yeah. So, like, imagine. Yeah.
Okay,
imagine.
So this is chronological. Okay.
Yeah. Imagine, by the way, during two opening acts, doing nothing but hammering them like you're at Wing Bar, right? Like you're just, and then immediately going, I need merch! You just tear
I need
up.
Me a goddamn tank top!
This need is me a Morgan Wallen air freshener.
This is after they spent over $600 at Rebel Rags.
So I don't have enough clothes.
So not including the outfits they bought for this, they're like, listen, we got to spend less than $1,000 on clothes in Oxford. We got to have limits. We got to have them.
For a grand total of $3,982.
Worst Price is Right showcase ever.
And I hope she gets
Democrats
it all.
Democrats aren't serious about the economy, they'll say on Monday when contacted by a pollster.
Listen, this lady and her gent, they are. You can't accuse them of not trying to push this cart forward.
No, yes. Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah. I hope they get every penny.
Yeah.
I do too.
Joe Biden, we call upon you. Send this woman $4,000.
Show up, Morgan Wallen. Defeat him. Humiliate him. Steal his fans.
Because what? You said there were 60,000 people there?
60,000.
Mm. Okay, so if they each get $2,000, if Joe Biden is just like, yeah, we're cutting all of you $2,000, that's what, 120? That's
less,
nothing to the
that's
federal
less
government.
Than a regional commercial.
Right. Nothing. Just fucking do it. Just fucking do it and be an absolute.
You know,
like,
you don't have a better idea for how to spend this money. We've seen
the
ads.
Be like, yeah, I don't know how Joe Biden won Mississippi. Yeah, I know how.
Oh, Morgan Wallen's old fan base.
The Morgan Wallen Relief Act. That's what.
Was Morgan Wallen a plant? Is this a work? Was this a work
oh
all
my
along?
God, shit.
Morgan Wallen did this just to set up Dork Brandon to save the day.
Wow.
Think about
is
it.
Is Morgan Wallen going to be in the cabinet in the second term?
Yep.
You know, that could go either way. I think odds are pretty good either way he's in.
Yeah.
Undersecretary of jean shorts.
It's about time. Listen, Jack. America runs on dirt, weed, and jean shorts.
On jean shorts, yep.
Americans want to smoke that dirt.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. This is my favorite Ole Miss story in years. I'm very, very, very happy that this happened. So, by the way, the outfit that the gentleman ended up getting for $218 is a rather smart Coca-Cola hat, red with white lettering and piping. A nice, would you call that sort of a light touch plaid shirt, button down?
It's, sure, fine. It's not plaid, but that's fine.
What would you call that?
It's
person
not
who knows
plaid,
close words.
It doesn't matter. Just keep moving.
Right.
Striped.
Yeah.
Striped. Yeah. Check. That's not check. Then a nice pair of flat front khakis. Pair of, let's see, those box toe boots there. Nice. And, you know, nice little belt. Hey, dude is together, okay? He's got on the concert Costas, as does she. They have the matching Not My President 3000s. They look great. They look very
both
together.
He will be now. Mentions regularly.
$4,000 later, he will be your goddamn president. We'll see.
I'm not one for socialism, but when it works like this.
Not my president until the check.
You know, I didn't believe in reparations until.
Mm-hmm. Morgan Wallen Reparations Act.
Hey, you know, I believe in the power of we now, as in, mm-hmm. We're getting a new pool.
Thanks, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rebel Rex.
Thank you, Rebel Rex. Everyone in America gets some Rebel Rex.
Can you just see the NCAA investigator living in the crawl space there, looking up and being like, damn, but she's spending $629? That's got to be a violation of something. Here, write that one down.
Where is the goddamn screen cap? You know the one I'm talking about.
Ah, it is right here.
Okay.
Morgan Wallen didn't ask for my money either.
This is the same woman.
Okay.
Who, by the way, made this post global on her Facebook. And respect where it is due. Last time I saw, it was still public, and she was still just out there hitting.
I should also note, this is not the same woman who has separately started a federal lawsuit against Morgan
Wallen. Oh, I forgot
Wallen.
About that. No. But this one is better because of... This is the one who brings church into it in a way that I thought I was prepared for anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reasoning here... Spencer, go ahead and read this for us.
Morgan Wallen didn't ask for my money either. I gave it to him willingly, the same way I do and would for Jesus. It's called paying tithes.
Hmm. Okay.
So, source?
So wait, shouldn't you only be invoicing Morgan Wallen for 90% of this then?
Like, maybe she is.
You should get to keep some,
maybe,
right?
Maybe she is, which means they actually drank, what would that be, $240-something dollars?
$10,000 worth of twisted tea.
We actually had $44 worth of Cracker Barrel, but I didn't put that on you, Morgan Wallen.
Because something, something, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. I listen.
$63 more at Rebel Rags. But you don't have to know about that one. That's between me and the Lord.
Yeah.
My dude stays winning, though. The husband won because the husband, of all things, got a new outfit. He got himself a gutful of liquor at the concert or drinks, whatever drinks he wanted. He's a big boy. He got whatever he liked. Okay.
Well, she okay,
did not have to see Morgan Wallen.
We've also left out the coda here, which is she has at the bottom of this screen cap. My husband has gone with me to 2 concerts ever in the 17 years we've been together. Somehow I talked him into this one, and this shit happens. But to Spencer's point...
That's a great hit rate on his part.
My dude got a new outfit, got to mm-hmm. go out to 3 restaurants, got to go to Rebel Rags,
yeah.
and got to drink a bunch outside. And got to go on a road trip, which you know he loved.
I'm
you
just
know he's fucking thrilled that we did it on 2 tanks.
I'm
you thought we'd have to stop a third
like,
time.
I'm just picturing this woman like laying little Reese's Pieces in front of him like E.T. to get him into each of these venues prior to the start of the concert.
Yeah.
I want to be
Come
there at
here,
the moment.
Daryl.
I want to be there at the moment it's canceled though, because I bet he no-sold it. I bet there was no reaction because she's like, "Oh, there's no concert." And he's like, "I'm drunk outside. This is good."
Oh no.
Morgan, come back.
I can't go to another one. Guess what happens?
You know,
happens
this
when
whole time she's like, "Ha ha. I got you to the concert. I got you to the concert." And then as soon as it hits, he's like, "No, actually, turns out you didn't."
No. You took me out of we went on a and very expensive
girl,
Cracker
you took
Barrel
me to Cracker Barrel is where you took me.
Mandy, don't you let me catch you telling them that one don't count when you're trying to get him to the next concert. Because
Don't you say I don't do nice things for you. We spent $4,000 on a Cracker Barrel date.
Half of concerts I go to get canceled. Shit.
Well, I guess we'll do this again in 17 years.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm a black cat. You don't want me there. Guess we'll just go to La Paralearos. This is awesome, man. He got nachos and everything.
Yeah. I'm proud of him.
Nachos and biscuits and gravy.
This dude's the hero of this whole story.
Yeah.
This dude is the other survivor of the Pequod. Ishmael's, what'd you do? Got a lot of fresh air? Hung out with some cool brothers?
Yeah,
that's Randy. Randy was fucking shirtless the whole time, having a big time.
Randy's story starts with, call me drunk.
Call me whatever you want to, bro, but just call me. Randy here got a story about the oceanic deep to
share
there, with
Randy
you.
Randy here. This book's different from the other one in a lot of ways, but it's pretty similar in one because it's got like 8 chapters of nothing but whale facts. Here, let me break down whales for you. Let's go.
But like, it'd be nothing but the most unscientific
shit like,
about
it would keep
whales,
so much
right?
shit. It'd be like, you know when you and your buddy are sleeping in the bunk and your toes hanging out of the blanket and it's cold and you're like, that's real nice. It makes me want to cuddle my buddy. It's like, that's the same shit that's in Moby Dick. You just put it in Randy's voice.
If y'all don't write this book in the next 6 weeks, I will kill myself.
I hated that fucking whale. I hated it.
I told Cap needed to let that shit go and just move on.
No.
He wouldn't listen.
Fuck that.
My bro was stressed, and I told him he just needed to focus on how blessed he was. You know,
why, bless that fucking whale.
Why fight God when you can fish for some cod? Know what I'm saying? It's
not
it good vibes.
Well, I'm telling you here in this book, because we use literary devices, a cod is God. You understand?
Yeah. The whale facts chapter is just nothing but, like, you seen that dick? Biggest dick you ever seen on there. It's just enormous.
They told me this book going to be called Moby Dick, so I figure I'll talk about it.
False advertising if I didn't give it to you. Straight facts.
Yeah, I'm Moby Dick.
Yeah.
I'm Moby Dick to that goddamn whale.
Yeah. Captain sitting there talking to God, doing all kinds of Shakespearean shit, and I'm just pointing at that wang and going, dang, dude, you see that?
Look at that fucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah, God damn.
I'm going to kill that whale and take his dick. They're going to talk about me in English class.
Rubber just rags, what do you give me for this?
Just Moby Dick rewritten as like a
shit,
chill
him the old
tale
man in the sea. A little bit less about the old man in the sea, a little bit more about the old man in the D. Whale
alternate
D.
Title. Make it the alternate title. Comes a time in a man's affairs when he needs to set sail and go to a canceled Morgan Wallen concert. Get himself some nachos.
You know what we're going to call this activity? This is Morgan Wallerin.
This dude gets back to work.
Marlon Wallen.
This dude gets back to work on Monday, and they're like, how was your weekend? And he's like, awesome.
It was fine. It was awesome.
Cool. What'd you do? Nothing.
It was great.
We rode around a little bit.
We had a good old time. Concert got canceled. That's cool. I had like 9 twisted tees. Oh, shit. This is so good.
Got me a new shirt.
He just went back to the truck and drank a mango chelada. Like, what a king.
Why can I see this so clearly?
Oh, yeah. She's all bent. He's like, no, I can't help her.
She's all bad. He's all
bad. And he's not feeling so good.
He's all like, there's no reason to rush. Traffic's going to be shit. We might as well have another.
That photo is actually from like the next morning. Figure we run the place now.
Actually, I want that photo. I want that same photo like immediately on cancellation because he probably has the same expression while she's like, oh, goddamn.
Like, he's kind of looking sideways at her and trying to form his facial expression accordingly.
Hey, you know what? I hope he's emotionally independent enough to be like, your perturbation is not my situation. You're going to have to solve that yourself.
Should we start today's show?
Yes. Yes, we should. Jason, would you like to guide us through draft week's draft of drafts of drafts?
That was for the guy who said we don't get to the topic within 45
seconds. So, folks, you might have noticed it's NFL draft week, and... similar to every March, every internet property doing bracket stuff. Well, NFL Draft Week, every internet property does draft stuff. So, yeah, we're going to do that. We've done a number of these over the years. I don't know how many. I don't know when we started.
Y'all seem to like them.
Yeah. So, one issue with them is, like, coming up with a topic, because, wow, there's so many. So, this time around, decided to just work smarter, not harder, and just let you, the listener at home, tell us what to draft. And ended up going with a system in which we have a number of topics listed here, and we're going to draft as many as we possibly can. Up to 10. See if we hit all 10.
See how it
goes.
Seems
like a tall order. Let's see. I have randomized the pick order. We'll do one round per topic, and I'll randomize which topic we draft in which round, all right?
Oh, shit, I got to learn Pokemon.
Let's see.
I'm not going to. I have a plan.
Randomizer. Okay. I love it. All right, generate. Oh, we'll start with topic number one. Topic number one, because this is a football program, and we are college football experts. Topic number one will actually be on topic. It is 2023 NFL Draft quarterbacks. Cerber, I've given you the first pick. I didn't ask you whether you wanted to participate or not, but if you'd like to participate, you're on the clock.
Really only one choice here. I know a lot of people have been torn, but Stetson Bennett.
Smart. Seems like he's a two-time champion. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Jerry Jones is incensed right now.
God,
he's a winner.
It.
He's a winner.
Holly, you're up next.
In the same spirit of this game, Jake Heener.
God damn it!
Brutal. Brutal. That was...
You're so... Oh my God, it's like lightning just shot out of your eyes. Jesus, dude.
Well, what a sniper.
Well, you well known fucking that played, happy. Anderson.
I figured he'd be... legit, I figured he'd be happy with Richardson.
He wasn't
with a Florida Gator?
Season, so.
I mean, he hasn't been
you know
so
what? That's a, never mind. That's an excellent point.
Wow, we're really moving
Ryan,
here.
Take Richardson just
a lot of big value on the board. Ryan, who you got?
Job of quarterbacks, throw touchdowns. Almost nobody did this more than my guy, Clayton Toon.
Wow.
Hell yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, C-U-N-E.
Touchdown Toon.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Spencer now gets to choose between the number one pick, the number two pick, or another top five pick, or Will Levis. Or
who
other.
Who may also be the number two pick.
Who may also.
Yeah.
Or Hendon Hooker, whom he loves.
I mean, the Colts are in there, so anything could happen, folks.
Yeah. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I'm going to pick the only quarterback that I saw annihilate a dude on his own interception return. I'm picking Dorian Thompson-Robinson from UCLA, because God isn't real, but hell is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now the top four quarterbacks are still on the board. Top five, Hendon Hooker, has also not been selected. Wow, I'm surprised here. I thought I would have to like wheel and deal my way toward the quarterback that I would take number one if I had the number one pick in the entire NFL draft, which is not Bryce Young, though I loved him as a college football player. Not C.J. Stroud. He was also an incredible college football player. Who? I would take Anthony Richards as number one.
Okay. Hell yes. Okay.
I have come around to the fact that the NFL is now a league that is open-minded enough to let athletes be great.
Jalen Hurts, baby!
He's literally one of the greatest athletes in the history of football. And inaccurate, but not that inaccurate. It could be a lot worse. And plus, you have to account for the fact he played in fucking Florida's offense, which is still a bizarre thing to say. But he does get credit for overcoming that handicap to some extent.
I mean, he's no Stetson Bennett.
Yeah. I mean, we established that. Bennett, but who is? Stetson Bennett went first.
Yeah.
So we have drafted five quarterbacks, and Young and Stroud are still available for you, the listener at home. We're off to a hot start.
In the NFL, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. As the official sleep wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Sleep is essential for recovery, and we all have unique needs. That's why Sleep Number smart beds are perfect for couples, with individualized settings for each side. Since 2018, Sleep Number and the NFL have teamed up to bring quality sleep to elite athletes. 8 out of 10 NFL players, including 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players, trust Sleep Number for their best rest. And now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.
Let's see here. Okay, so I'm going to hit the generator, the randomizer. We're going to topic number 9, which is, big one, dog breeds. This one was selected by, requested by a bunch of listeners. So snake order, I would be first. And I only had one breed on my big board here. I'm going to go with the noble Doberman.
Quality.
Versatile, hardworking, fun-loving. Looks a whole lot meaner than it actually is. I like a short-haired dog. I like a big dog that's not huge. Like a dog of substance that's not like a fucking wall. But yeah, I'm going with the versatile Doberman.
Can I say I just really like the phrase dog of substance?
Thank you. If I said that. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Spencer, I bet you're taking a huge dog.
I am taking a dog. I didn't just want the hugest dog. I wanted a dog which was a delightful cocktail of several different huge dogs, the Newfoundland, the St. Bernard, and the Great Pyrenees. I am getting the dog that was bred to literally look like a lion, weighing up to 150 pounds and about 32 inches at the shoulder. I will take the Leonberger. That is correct, the rare but exquisite Leonberger, bred in Germany for companionship and to look like a giant cat. That is the dog I am taking.
Wow. Looking at, I just Googled this thing. It looks like a fucking mountain.
Yes, it is a mountain. I will tell you, they are very, 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 very affectionate. And they enjoy sitting right in your lap no matter how much they weigh. So, glorious animal.
That's a lot of dog for your money. All right, Ryan, talk dog breeds.
It's a cute pick by Spencer. Want to make it clear.
Oh, boy.
Hear that shit?
I'm going to take the big red dog, as in whatever Clifford is.
Clifford!
Gonna fucking tower
I'm
over.
Sorry, brother. I'm sorry, brother. Server already picked the only big red dog.
I don't know. Clifford ain't ever sold me a 60,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Clifford.
How many titles
chased,
Clifford got?
Clifford has been chased by the police, though. That's also... That's
yep. One in the same.
For public urination, probably.
Probably.
For falling asleep where he wasn't supposed to.
So, just writing this down, Ryan takes a Clifford.
A Clifford, yeah.
A Clifford. Give
I, had a, I have a backup pick that...
what kind of dog we'll is Clifford? A giant Vizsla?
Vizsla?
Is he? Okay.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Vizsla.
It's Hungarian, so I think you're right.
Yeah. It's Vizsla. Betty gets confused for this all the time.
Yeah.
Huh. Holly, who you got?
Well, pressed to choose between the dog that has not yet interrupted the shutdown full cast today and the dog of my beloved alma mater, I'm going to take neither, and I'm going to pick I'm going to take a bloodhound. I had the privilege of driving a 8-week-old fostered bloodhound puppy to the airport yesterday. And it's like holding this. I get why people make coats out of them. You know, I question Cruella De Vil's methods, but I believe that her heart was in the right place. It is the softest thing. It was like holding a little baby bunny that could chew on you. Just 10 out of 10. Excellent experience. Perfect animal. No notes.
It's a damn good dog.
It's a mighty fine animal. His name was Joe Rockhead, by the way.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Very, very formal name.
Yep.
Cerber, who you got?
Sticking with my theme, I'm going to go with Georgia Bulldogs will be the dog that I choose.
The whole team? Mm-hmm. The whole program?
Well, in the alumni base.
Okay.
They're the fantastic sports information director, Claude Felton.
Which one of you is, Claude?
I need papers to say this is a damn good dog. I need the papers to reflect that.
Mm-hmm. You got all DGDs included.
You got the gym dogs. You got Herschel Walker, unfortunately.
Yeah, God damn it.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Look, there's one in every litter.
I got Matt Stafford or something. Just Nisbol.
Does UGA have an equestrian team? Because that
yes,
means,
they do. Do okay. You know how I know this? Do you know how I know this?
How?
Because the media guide for the Georgia equestrian team lists has headshots and biographies of the horses.
Are they
alongside as the riders?
I just want this to happen just so we can say the horse dogs. That horse.
Alongside the horse dogs, yes.
I got the B-52s.
Yeah.
And okay. Michael Stipe.
I think you also get the character I was thinking of taking, Lockjaw, the bulldog who can teleport and open dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Got him. He's mine.
Into it.
So that's a good pick.
He's a 2,000-pound teleporting bulldog.
Yeah.
Same.
So it's a good ass
Excellent. generate randomizer topic number three, which is chain restaurant breakfast items. So many of you went straight to Waffle House, and honestly, I think we should do a Waffle House episode at some point. And I think Waffle House disasters might be the move.
It is about time for another disaster episode.
I have a Waffle House disasters that gets talked about on this week's upcoming Hand in the Dirt. I'll plug that there. I have had to blacklist a Waffle House.
Okay.
Whoa.
Never thought I would say that.
But what did it blacklist you in return?
No, I was an absolute goddamn delight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to hear from the management before I agree with you on that conclusion.
The arbitrator is logged on. Wow.
I didn't say shit to them.
So let's expand from not just if you want to do Waffle House, obviously it's fine. So let's expand to chain restaurant breakfast items. This was recommended by Tyler Batiste, fan of Wendy's. We've discussed Wendy's breakfast items this week, and I do want to recommend. Serber, you are up first.
I didn't know Wendy's has breakfast.
Wendy's has phenomenal.
This is not an ad. I don't know if Wendy's has breakfast.
This is a relatively recent thing, and I'm not sure that all locations have it.
The breakfast sandwiches on a bun are actually pretty good.
I'm going to say it is the best breakfast chicken biscuit.
Oh, sir.
Bold,
lofty.
Well, now you're just lying.
Thank you.
Lofty.
Oh, is Bojangles Country logging on? Is that what's happening?
You've been Bojangled.
It is my pick, isn't it? God it is, damn it, it is bow time. Cajun filet chicken biscuit.
That's strong.
That is strong, yeah.
Even if you know, the regular chicken just kind of tastes like cardboard. Yeah.
That's true. They do put some stuff on it.
You can go to hell.
Why am I already at Bojangles?
Think you mean I can bow to hell?
Put that on a shirt at Rebel Rex.
$74.
$7,000.
I need seven.
It's got rhinestones on it. It's embellished.
Mm-hmm. Holly, it's breakfast time.
I think we've been over this on a fairly recent episode, but the Channel 6 news crew is fairly fond of the Crystal Sunriser situation, which is the little crystal burger bun with a sausage patty replacing the nasty steamed burger patty of the daytime burger. And handy for us at a drive-thru because it is an item that only has three things on it. Therefore, it's pretty easy if you're at a mostly competent Crystal to get them to either leave off the cheese for a big guy or leave off the egg for me, because it's very, very hard, as I've complained before, to get an eggless breakfast at a drive-thru in this country. If you're out of the range of, like, California burritos.
Yeah.
So give me a Crystal Sunriser and send me on my way.
Taco Bell has a number of potato-centric breakfast items, but yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
Do they have eggs in them?
Some of them
egg-like
do.
Substance.
Yeah.
Quote-unquote eggs, yeah.
The problem is, like, even with... even if you can ostensibly get them without eggs, it's hard to get them to actually make them without eggs, in my experience. Because people don't understand. Our Americans' understanding of breakfast seems to be slap an egg on it. Like, I would just rather have the lunch thing. No, thank you.
Ryan, you're up next.
I'm gonna go real simple here. Give me the McDonald's surfboard hash brown.
Wow.
That whips ass.
Yep.
That's a great fucking good.
Yep. Like, the
that's
same
draft
all over these
surfboard-based drive-thru foods.
Yes.
Made with the same template as the Burger King chicken.
Yeah.
That's right.
same manufacturing machine, right? They just switch
same,
it out at
the
11.
Same press.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ka-chunk.
Respect to the chicken surfboard, though.
I would like to think that they have to clamp each one individually, like they're making wax seals, you know what I mean? Like there's a big lever,
yeah,
and they have to press it out, like they're making license plates.
Yeah, it's a giant wooden machine, and it has to be like hand screwed, and like it's artisanal.
That's good. You have to go to an apprenticeship for it.
When they send the potatoes to McDonald's, it's actually tall. They have to crunch it down.
That's right. And if it doesn't come from the hash brown region of France, it's not really McDonald's hash brown.
That's just hash brown.
It's just a big flat French fry. That's all that is. Spencer, what you got?
My alternate pick was the classic McDonald's sausage and egg, but fortunately my number one is still on the board. Respect to the sausage and egg, though, because it is, I think, an American classic and does not vary in quality from one McDonald's to another. It is like consistently an A across all McDonald's. But much to my surprise, mine is still on the board because I thought Serber would go Bojangles, but he went alternate. He went Cajun filet. I am taking what I believe to be the superior breakfast item at Bojangles on my mind because, as mentioned on Serber's outstanding podcast, Hand in the Dirt, the Bojangles steak biscuit.
Yes!
Fucking flames!
So good.
It is so good. It is also, by the way, the deathiest breakfast item because I am convinced it contains more saturated fat than 9 meals you could put together in the same sack.
It's like a pork chop that came out of a cow.
It is. It is so good.
It's not okay.
Bojangles steak biscuit nutrition.
Your computer just explodes. We just lose Ryan. They're like, nope, forbidden item.
The biggest numbers I've seen since that lady went to Rebel Rags.
Google just said, turn around now.
Yeah.
This item
prevent
has
your death.
61% of your daily sodium.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's what you want.
And 85% yes. of your daily saturated fat. But you know what? It's got 16 grams of protein, so we can lie and say this is a balanced meal right here, boy.
It's a hard, smart start.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if you eat three of those, you know, you're on your way to like, you know, gram per body weight, right?
Maximum power.
And 240% plus of your daily saturated fat. You can get ahead on the week. You don't have to have any more saturated fat.
If you eat three of these, you basically turn into the Dead Sea.
The strong Dead Sea.
You just turned into Lot's wife, man.
This is why Bojangles hasn't expanded to Utah, because they're having enough trouble keeping water in the Great Salt Lake Basin.
Yeah.
You just absorb it all.
My skin will just be taut like a balloon about to burst.
Yeah.
Bojangles, delicious.
That's how I start my day.
Yeah, that's how I start. Yeah. Three of those and anger.
So, with the last pick in this round, I had just, like, Whataburger as a general concept as my number two here because, like Holly said, I don't always for breakfast want a quote-unquote officially authorized breakfast-centric item. Sometimes it's like, I want a fucking chicken sandwich. I don't care if it doesn't come on a biscuit.
If Serber can draft the Georgia Bulldogs, I feel like you can draft Whataburger in general.
Yeah.
Well, I have them second on my list in case number one was taken. So I just wanted to shout out Whataburger for saying, I don't give a fuck what time of day it is. The menu's the menu. Number one, I'm just going to take an entire Waffle House All-Star. I'll stick to the Waffle House starting point. It's like, it's so much fucking shit. It's like $9. The price fluctuates. It doesn't matter. The price fluctuates even if you go to the same venue 5 days in a row. You get five different prices. It's fine. You get whatever they feel like writing down that day.
For our international readers, what does the All-Star consist of, allegedly?
I mean, just imagine a diner item, and it's there. Just like think of something that Americans would eat for breakfast, and yep, it's in there.
It's our English breakfast.
Oh my God, it really is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Also, multiple delivery systems.
Without the beans.
Within the same All-Star, you could make a waffle sandwich if you wanted to. You could make an egg sandwich, right? Like there are endless different variations on how one can actually consume everything within the All-Star breakfast. So shouts out to versatility.
For a small upcharge, you can swap out the bacon for grilled chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And the grilled chicken at Waffle House is perhaps the most underrated among chain restaurant worlds.
Seasoned. Actually seasoned.
It is. It's if you've eaten Chick-fil-A chicken, simply go to Waffle House and discover seasoning. Let's see here. Now that our bodies are nourished, The randomizer says topic
40% of my sodium.
Topic number 5, which is, all right, this one, this is a version of one that like a lot of people requested, perhaps because WrestleMania was this month. The version that I settled on is pro wrestler to be managed by you. Like you, not someone you're facing, although that happens. You know, all good partnerships come to an end, or not just your favorite, but it's fine too. But I have the first pick in this round. Due to the stipulation, I am taking a veteran of WWE, been around for 20 years. He's wrestled over 2,000 matches. And I looked this up earlier today. He has lost 60% of them, but. But he has a world championship to his name, is thought of as one of the best wrestlers in the world, is known for, you put him in any match against anyone and everyone walks away happy. The other guy looks awesome because this guy sells his ass off. He's going to be in the company as long as he wants to be. Dolph Ziggler is my guy because that is a steady fucking paycheck. He's going to be there forever. Everyone loves beating him and he's totally happy with losing. And all I have to do is just, like, follow him to the ring for, like, 10 minutes once a month when he's on TV. And that's my career. Thank you.
A solid. My pick is going to be, I'm going to manage Asuka.
Oh! There, you got it back.
Just because I want to help her cheat. She's so entertaining, and she spits venom at people, and she screams, and she doesn't often speak in English, so I feel like I can take the Paul Heyman shit-talking position for her, right? Also, I think I'm just going to be a great meddler. Great meddler, great faces in the frame in the background, right? Like, every time Paul Heyman appears in the background, he looks like, you know, he's looming. I want that. So yeah. I will 100% manage Asuka. I won't even take commission. I just want to help her cheat.
What I picture here is there's a lot of you taking the mic and you starting to speak in English. She immediately takes the mic from you and she says whatever she wants in Japanese. And it's a great bit.
That's right. And then I translate it and someone asks me, do you speak Japanese? And I say no.
It's just a vibes thing.
Yeah. And then she immediately spits venom at somebody.
Yeah.
The green mist.
Yes, the green mist from Netherware. No one knows from whence it comes. Ryan, it's time to talk about pro wrestling.
Doink the Clown. My logic here is that I have built myself longevity because something like 18 different people have wrestled as Doink the Clown. Sometimes it's like the gimmick is that they're disguised. Sometimes they're just wrestling as Doink. So I'll work forever here. It's going to be fucking great.
There's also this thing that WWE does where they pay people, like the old timers, they pay them legends contracts.
Yeah.
And it's like anytime they appear in a video game or they want them to come do an autograph thing or whatever, like they're all on retainer for that shit. So there might be 18 guys who show up whenever they need Doink and you get to wrangle all of them.
Yeah. And we will have Doink Army at some point. There will be 35 Doinks coming out. At some SummerSlam event.
Legion of Doinks.
Legion of Doinks.
Holly, who you got?
Well, since Spencer swooped in and avenged himself on my Jake Heener pick by taking Asuka, I'm going to move elsewhere in the women's roster and take current Raw Women's Champion Bianca Belair. My love for her stems from the fact that she is a Knoxville native, Go Vols, a University of Tennessee alum, and she's at an interesting crossroads because she's athletically and, you know, career arc-wise. This was not, you know, wrestling was not her first career. She is 34 and in an incredibly, like, punishing sport, and she's, you know, she's hit the pinnacle right here, right? And I think there's a lot of interesting opportunities for here to, like, you know, I'm not going to say she can't, like, stay in the ring into her 40s if that's what she wants, but she's going to, you know, it's time to start thinking about, like, diversifying her career path down the road. You know, does she want to move into a position of power at the company and become more of a, a behind-the-scenes power broker? You know, does she want to go to Hollywood and do something else entirely? Like, the world's kind of open for her right now, and I just think that's awesome, and I want to help her achieve that. Go Vols.
Tremendous choice. Could very well be the, like, face of the company within the next few years, so... Cerber, who you got?
I'm going to pick a wrestler that I really like, but who I feel like has kind of been fucked over by creative. And I'm hoping that by being, like, being aligned with this guy, I can like, influence the story to be not so fucking unbearable. And also, I want to change his name back. I think he's called Butch now, but I want him to just be Pete Dunne again. And I want his story to be good. And not the brawling brutes, the Vince McMahon. Like, he has been Vince McMahon. He's been Vinced so hard, creatively, and I think he is so good. I think he's so good. And I was so excited for him until they introduced him as Butch.
You know how popular you would be if you were like a successful de-Vincer?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
man.
Every wrestler would want you as their.
Yeah, that's what I'm
like,
trying
like
to
like
do.
An exorcist, but for Vince.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This slate is clear. I can't do the accent, but you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
So this, our wrestlers list is similar to our quarterbacks list, where we have one first rounder, this time Bianca. Oh, Asuka's a first rounder as well. But
thank you.
And then quite an assortment. talent, to be sure. Not a lot of headliners other than Bianca and Asuka. Okay, let's see. Randomize topic number... two, this is another one that was requested by a lot of people, and I was like, it's a thing we've talked about. It's been mentioned in this episode, in fact, but it's time to talk more than ever before about Pokemon. Cowgirl Bookworm was the first to recommend this topic. Lots of variations were suggested. Pokemon you'd like to hang out with, Pokemon you'd like to eat, maybe a little bit of both. But yeah, I just left it at just Pokemon. Let's start with Cerber for this one.
I think I've said before, I never liked Pokemon. I just pretended to be able to go to birthday parties of kids at school. And so my knowledge of the lore is limited at best.
Survivor.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Charizard because you said something you could eat. And I think I would like to try and taste that little sumbitch. Mm-hmm. I think I would like some grilled Charizard. Just sounds good.
Charizards are very big, so it's a lot of meat.
That's fine. I got a big extra freezer.
Okay.
And I don't hunt deer, so like it's empty. It's just frozen pizza and Charizard.
Beautiful threat.
I'm real hungry and I don't hunt deer. I'm like, shit.
Charizard, you are fucking dead.
I got a garage fridge waiting on your ass.
Also, canonically, Charizards are like stubborn, ornery assholes. So this is going to be quite a tangle.
You want to shoot one, yeah.
I don't want to hang with him.
You should know, I feel like in an episode of Criminal Minds, this man owns a giant garage fridge but doesn't hunt is like a very good giveaway. You're the killer.
Yeah,
that's him.
Yeah, I keep my enemies in there.
That's
my
guy
venison.
Who killed Charizard.
Yeah.
Charizard, a huge pick off the board. Probably, if this was like some sort of a public draft, it'd probably be one or two or so. Pikachu would be in the mix there, but Charizard, the most popular in the 90s, might still be the most popular.
That's why Cerber got invited to birthday parties.
Yeah, Cerber's who's your favorite? Charizard. He sounds delicious.
You can come. You can come to the roller rink.
You're in my club.
Yeah. You're fucking cool, dude.
Holly, Pokemon time.
So, I, too, am not Pokemon literate. Unlike Cerber, I don't even think we had... I think I might have missed the Pokemon parties.
I think generation. We are... I think this is an age distinction between us and Cerber.
Yeah. The only Pokemon I could think of off the top of my head was Charizard, so I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to pick a Pokemon based on its name, and y'all are going to tell me what that Pokemon is that I have drafted. Sight unseen, please give me Snorlax.
Oh, you'll like
because
Snorlax.
It is fun
no,
to
that's
say.
A good pick, yeah.
So the first syllable in the name is all Snorlax does.
Oh, hell yes. Sleepy Pokemon. Give it to me.
it's just a big old sofa-sized.
I'm Googling. He's cute. Okay.
Kind of a Totoro.
Bear-like.
Kind of okay. Totoro-ish.
We have the same body type. I appreciate this. All right. I'm happy with my choice.
Snorlax is off the board.
Does it have weapons or is it just sleepy?
No, it just hangs out.
Okay. That sounds, you know what? That sounds relaxing.
It just, I do me and I chill. That's all Snorlax
I am pleased
says.
With my choice.
I've cast I do me and I chill. I cast satisfying nap.
Oh, man. Don't threaten me.
Snorlax has great defense. Like in a battle, they just attack it and attack it and attack it. And it's like, huh? Oh.
Like an Ankylosaurus, my favorite dinosaur.
I've cast Snooze Bar.
Shh. Ryan, time to flex the expertise. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, like my colleagues, probably, I don't know shit about Pokemon. I've never played Pokemon. I've never watched any of the various properties. I only know about Pokemon because I exist on the internet, and I have to know about it. So I'm going to try something very left field here. Spencer. Mm-hmm. Would you like to have back-to-back Pokemon picks?
Wow!
You can have them if you give me Bojangles Steak Biscuit.
Wow!
No.
What a partner!
That's a good goddamn time! No, Cerber's standing with me here because
it's funny
you want me to be an improv partner, but
me.
What you want is compliance. I have laid claim to the finest breakfast item, and I am going to continue to hold on to my steak biscuit.
Are you trying to starve, Spencer?
Now, I understand that Spencer wasn't listening and doesn't know what Ryan was asking for.
Hang on just a goddamn minute, though, Spencer. Mm-hmm. What if you decide to eat one of the Pokemon and put that on the Bojangles biscuit? Just weigh the possibilities of what could potentially, what could top the steak biscuit.
You know what? In the interest of charity, I will agree to this because I do have an answer that I think Ryan will find satisfying that I can put in that slot.
All right. I am counting Bojangles steak biscuit as Ryan's Pokemon.
Thank you.
Yes. There you go.
Now, Spencer, you get to pick back-to-back Pokemon.
Okay, I have two choices. Okay, in order number two, I'm going to select a Machop because I will eventually be able to evolve him into the Will Muschamp of Pokemon, the idiot Machamp. I will go ahead and select them. With the number one pick, I will pick the finest Pokemon by far, the one with the greatest potential and the greatest final evolution. I'm going to select Squirtle. And by selecting Squirtle, that means I am going to grow myself a Blastoise. That is correct. So
you got quite a developmental franchise here between those.
I do. I'm drafting for the future, Jason. Mm-hmm. He may be a Squirtle now, but later he's going to be a Blastoise.
Yeah, that's good. That's a lot of power. A lot of power for the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, you build from the line, so that's how you start.
So, yeah, this is why it was funny that Pokemon was recommended for us, because, like, most of us don't interact with it all that often. I grew up playing the card game and all the other stuff, so I know far too much about it. I have a Beedrill tattoo.
Nice.
Eevee is one of my favorites. I know Eevee is a controversial Pokemon because an Eevee is often an annoying little scoundrel that wins far too many battles in the show, despite weighing like 1 pound, wins by like the power of cute. But the cool thing about Eevee is Eevee doesn't evolve into just one. Eevee can evolve into eight. There's a fire one, there's a water one, so on and so forth. Some of them look kind of gross, some of them are really cool. I'm going to go with the goth one, which is Umbreon. It's a pretty cool little animal if you look it up. Just a little goth fox thing with powers of darkness or whatever.
Cool.
So that's who I'm slotting alongside Anthony Richardson.
It's a good plan.
Oh, next this is up. Like a, this is like a yellow card Pokemon.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's a Pokemon that stole Skull Candy headphones from Hot Topic.
I Pokemon, cast Nasal Chorus.
You can find this Pokemon on Pokemon Go somewhere on Ocean Avenue.
Next topic. Number 10. This is one that we have definitely discussed many times. Mountain Dew flavors, real or imagined. Lots of people recommended this one. Bill Barnwell was first.
For real or imagined.
I have the first pick this round, and gosh, this is tough. Do I go Baja Blast? Or do I go just regular Mountain Dew Heavy?
Mountain
I got
Dew
it
Banquet.
Right the first time. I think I got to go Baja Blast. I hadn't anticipated picking first in this round, but I'm taking the taking that big name off the board.
I can choose an imagined flavor, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. I don't care what the actual flavors of this hypothetical and proposed flavor are. I don't care what its after effects may be, but if you named a Mountain Dew brand Mountain Dew Strong Panther, I'm gonna buy it. Not even gonna fucking look. I'm gonna take 10. So Mountain Dew, if you hear me, I'm gonna buy at least 10 of them. Mountain Dew Strong Panther, I don't care if it makes me break out into a sweat and get double vision on consumption. I don't care if it lowers or drastically raises my sperm count. Mountain Dew Strong Panther, I'm gonna buy it.
He's if, more sperm than man now.
Yeah. If I drink Mountain Dew Strong Panther and I spend the rest of the day being afraid of the trees, I'm still going to drink Mountain Dew Strong Panther.
Because you might impregnate them.
Yeah, that's it.
Pollinating! I love that there's no mind paid to, like, what color is it? What alleged flavor is it? Sugar.
I need the Strong Panther!
They fuck me up.
Strong Panther and Asuka is too much power for one team.
When you manage Asuka, that's what she spews at opponents is Strong Panther.
If it came in a neon, if it came in like a matte black can with Japanese writing in silver on it and just said Strong Panther.
Warning!
Possibly Strong
Ever since finding out about Pepsi Strong, I've been obsessed with, like, Pepsi Strong, that they made this hyper-caffeinated, hyper-carbonated Pepsi that they had to use a special bottle to keep it from exploding on the shelf, and just marketed it in Japan as Pepsi Strong.
The Weapon X of Pepsi.
Because the minute I see that, I'm like, I'm no bitch. I'm going to drink Pepsi Strong.
Whoa, this shit looks scary.
Yeah, Pepsi, yeah.
Like, the branding on the bottle just looks so confident.
Like, it does. It doesn't look weak. It looks strong.
Wow. Steer clear of that shit. Ryan, which Dew would you like to do?
I'm on the Wikipedia page titled List of Mountain Dew Flavors and Varieties. I have entered subsection Discontinued in search of a thing I didn't think would exist, but actually does.
If you steal mine, I'm going to kill you.
Holly, were you going to take Mountain Dew Doritos?
No. Somehow no.
I know what this is.
This is how it's described.
I too am making a historical pick, and I'm glad that my threat carried weight, but no, you may live.
This is a product that was introduced in 2014. A Doritos-flavored Mountain Dew taste-tested on U.S. college campuses. Can you imagine for a moment a Mountain Dew too funky that college students were like, no, don't sell us this. Please, this is too weird and bad.
It's That's orange.
After the past couple years of the Christmas flavors defeating eventually even Jason, yeah. I can't imagine it.
I have to assume this is a Mountain Dew that somehow leaves you with, like, sticky orange dust on your fingers after you drink it.
This one is on...
I'll take the Dorito-flavored Mountain Dew.
Damn.
One of the most 2014 ideas, I think, that could have been conceived.
Back in a more innocent time.
That's right.
Listen, if you drink Mountain Dewito and you eat the green onion-flavored Chex at the same time, you become a god.
Some kind of god.
That's how you become Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Not regular Hulk. Just
the weird red one.
That's how you become Abomination. Holly, looks like whatever is your number one is still available.
I, too, have found a discontinued historical Mountain Dew, and I maintain that I have found a worse one.
Oh, boy.
Mountain Dew Johnson City Gold.
I thought about taking that.
Was test marketed... was test marketed in Johnson City, Tennessee, home of Mountain Dew in 2012. It is a, oh, you think you know what you're getting. It is a malt beverage Mountain Dew. Now, I know what you're thinking. They had hard Mountain Dew in 2012. No, they didn't. They just made beer-flavored Mountain Dew. It is malt-flavored soft drink.
Yep.
Marketed as Johnson City Gold. Amazingly not nationwide.
Soft malt gamer fuel.
America was not ready for Mountain Dew beer breath tweens.
It was test marketed in three places. Chicago, Denver, and Charlotte, North Carolina. That's it.
Oh, so, yeah, places where you're going to find the most amount of 10-year-olds smoking.
It's basically like, hey, who's fucking been burned by Jay Cutler? Let's give them Mountain Dew Johnson City Gold.
Beautiful. What a world. What a country.
And it's under discontinued, you say. Hmm.
Challenge accepted.
Server, who you got?
I'm just going to take Surge.
That's
a new energy drink from Coca-Cola.
Surge flavored Mountain Dew Surge.
But speaking of teen smoking,
that's canon.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew Surge is the plutonium uranium hybrid bomb of Mountain Dew.
You got a whole fucking weather system in your tummy after that.
Was Surge one of the first items you could get as a child that had rampant rumors about what it would do to your sperm count and shit like that?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, probably because it was being marketed in high schools, as Holly has said.
I don't ever remember hearing anything about sperm count, but I don't suppose I'm the target audience for that particular situation.
Hitting the randomizer. Oh, and for the first time, the randomizer suggests ones we've already done. Okay, so we'll bump it up to... This is a version of a thing a lot of people suggested. Things to draft during a podcast about drafting things.
Question.
See how meta we've gone.
Is this us picking our favorite topic from today or picking a topic that we wish we'd gotten to draft?
Oh, any topic. Yeah, and you can pick a topic or a thing from that topic or whatever. Just so many people said drafts and so forth, or draft podcasts, or draft podcast ideas about podcasts or what have you. Because, I mean, draft, you know, there's a 700 zillion episodes out there that are like, here's a podcast and we're drafting stuff of like every show. So, Cerber, do you have a draft that should be podcasted?
Drafting Jordans. Let's say that.
Oh. Wow.
You mean the shoe specifically or anything that
No,
is
any member
Jordan?
Of the family.
Okay.
Anthony, Jeffrey.
The country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, country counts.
Yep.
No. Yeah, the shoes.
Now, if you had a number one on the list, who you got?
Concord 11s.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the worst pick you can make in that draft?
Anything after a 12.
Okay.
Or yes. No, anything after a 13. Okay. I'll give you 13s.
When they got like creative.
Yeah.
They got it right the first time, and then they got it pretty right thereafter, and then they got it wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I would struggle with whether or not to take a 4 over an 11, because I like the 4s, but I think Concord 11s are the one.
I love it. Holly, what draft are you drafting?
Today's Mountain Dew round has inspired me, and I would love at some point for us to do a discontinued sodas draft. Like, let's air out those true feelings about Crystal Pepsi. We've got them.
I think you have a, not only that topic, but you've also already cornered the number one spot on it. You're already out to a lead there.
Like, did anybody ever actually try New Coke, or is it just a meme?
Yeah, like it feels like one of those things where it couldn't have been that fucking bad.
Mm-mm. No, it just tasted like Pepsi. That's actually
okay. Stand corrected.
And Pepsi is fine. That's also a game.
Pepsi's fine.
Ryan.
Trying to think about how uncomfortable I want to make this. I don't think I want to go all the way.
I'm gonna see if you can top me.
No, I don't want to do that.
My answer's good.
I don't want to do that. Here, I'm gonna pull a Vikings. My clock has run down, and I'll pick after Spencer.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and select worst tourists by nationality, a thing I will never discuss in public.
Oh, my God.
Finally, we're going to get emails.
We're never going to do it, but it's lurking there. A hive of horrors.
Do we just call this a dark match and end the show right here?
Yeah.
we'll just say, surely I was just going to talk about Americans the whole time.
Yes.
All right.
Or Italians.
Well, I'll do mine. NFL draft media male media members as sexual partners.
How did you have no
I'd
way of knowing?
I'd fuck Kuiper. I would.
Right? Who would fuck Kuiper? Yeah, the confidence. Yeah. The enthusiasm.
Yeah.
He's pretty.